Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seok Jin, Min Yoon Gi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, standing BTS.
Hi, welcome back. This is Kayla.
And this is Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Woo! We're back.
We're back, yes. Long distance again.
Yeah, except with one upgrade, we are FaceTiming.
Yeah, we're FaceTiming because what we realized about when we did our second episode about RM, we struggled a little bit to like feed off each other just because we couldn't see each other and we couldn't like read each other's body language. So it made it difficult.
Yeah, but we can now, which is great.
I get to look at Kayla's beautiful face.
Okay, so today we are going to talk about the maknaes, but specifically one thing about them, not even a thing, a performance, the Mama 2017 Mic Drop Remix performance.
Yes. So this performance was on December 1st of 2017, and they performed the BTS Mic Drop Remix. And this is like right before they were about to receive Artist of the Year, which was kind of a really big deal. It's like the highest award you can get at this MAMA Awards, basically. It's intense. But do you remember voting for them? Like,
yeah.
Back in like September.
It's like the Grammys. It's like bigger than the Grammys because more people like watch it. Yeah.
I just remember all of the people freaking out on Twitter and Instagram because
yes.
Mnet was being shady and they were like getting rid of like international voting or something like that. So BTS was, you know, winning all of the categories that they deserve. Yeah. But then they got rid of like international voting or something. And all of a sudden EXO was winning everything.
So anyways, they went into this performance thinking that they were not going to win because like it's based largely off of these votes for who wins these awards, and they, you know, like they were losing by so much right up until the awards. So I feel like they went into this performance and they were like, we are going to go hard as shit. Like
you could tell that they were like, all right, they knew it was happening after they did this performance. And they were like, you know what? We're just going to give it our all. The thing about this performance is they've done dance breaks before. But this performance, they do not one, not two, but three freaking dance breaks.
Which I feel like truly, maybe not now, maybe you couldn't say this now, but in the future when they've aged a little bit, those will be iconic.
No, it's for sure going to be iconic. I like I said, this is probably one of their best dance performances.
I totally agree.
They have amazing performances all around, but this is one of their absolute best performances.
I mean, I feel like, I mean, my jaw dropped to the ground just because, I mean, their visuals, their vocals, their facial expressions, their dancing was impeccable. Like, every single thing about it was just, like, so good.
They sang live, too. It's just, it blows my mind that they sang live. They're dancing so hard. Not only are they doing the really difficult choreography, but they're doing three dance breaks with even more intense choreography. And they have barely any time to, like, step off stage to, like, catch their breath. Like,
no.
They're so cardiovascularly fit.
They work so hard.
They work so hard. Like, man.
Their stamina, endurance, yeah. So anyways, this is an amazing, iconic performance because they didn't know they were going to win. So they left everything on the stage. They were, like, basically showing, like, if we don't win this, we fucking deserve to have won it.
That's so true. That I agree 100% with that.
Yeah. So then when they did, they had barely sat back down in their seat when Artist of the Year was announced. They were drenched in sweat. They looked so tired because, like I said, they left everything on the stage. And then they were, like, stunned. Like, their faces, they were like, what? Like, so astonished, as they always are. They're so humble. So anyways, that's why this performance is so amazing to me. But we're going to get into specifically, we're going to talk about V Focus, we're going to talk about Jimin Focus, and we're going to talk about a Jungkook Focus fan cam videos, our favorite fan cams.
Yeah, we were originally going to do, like, our favorite fan cams, but we came across the fan cams in the Focus videos for this particular performance so many times that Kayla and I were just like, all right, yeah, we're just going to talk about the Mic Drop Remix Mama performance because how can we not? The V, the Jungkook, and the Jimin Focus videos for this performance are impeccable. And, like,
yeah,
the camera work, like, the people who actually, like, did the videography for it did an amazing job. I don't even know how I don't know how they were able to get such good footage of them.
I know, like, that's what I was thinking. Before we start talking about each video, we're going to talk about the, you know, YouTube name that put it up and, you know, really the, whoever captured that footage, whoever edited the footage to make it, like, look like that, like, sometimes they'll change color or, like, do close-ups and stuff. Like, amazing. This talent that enables us to be able to see them this close up, which is something I feel like we're never going to be able to do really in real life in a respectful way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love them. So.
Yes. Okay. Let's go ahead and start. We're going to start with the V Focus.
Yes.
Kayla, I have, like, three pages front and back of just the V Focus.
Oh my gosh.
I can't help it because he's my bias. Everything he does is outstanding to me.
I mean, it's not untrue. You're
okay, totally so I'll true. Go ahead and start with the person who uploaded this video.
Yes.
So if you want to find it on YouTube, the girl's name is Via, or guy's name. I think it's a girl, though. It's V-I-A, Via. Mm-hmm. And it's titled 17-12-01 Mic Drop Remix V Focus. And that's just, like, the date, basically. But anyways, one of my favorite things to do before I even watch this video, I mean, I've seen it before, but, like, when I was preparing and, like, taking notes, one of the things I love doing is going down and reading the comments below the videos. So I did this for all three of the videos. I came across one of my favorite comments, and someone ended up writing, what was his name? Sneha Salvatore was his name, or her name. And they commented, someone give her a permanent contract. Like, the girl who did the videography for it, like, the girl who filmed V. Literally, the the footage is so perfect and amazing. Kudos to her for getting such a great V Focus video out for all of us too. Yes, have the pleasure of watching.
Yes.
But someone commented just like 3:55, like minute 3, second 55, and they were like, I'm dead. And
so
I just
what is it?
Totally understand, because we'll get to it, but that's the part where V is like right behind Jungkook and it's right when the third dance break starts.
Okay.
But anyways, I love reading the comments because ARMY is just so witty and clever. They're just,
that's so
I love
true.
It.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you should, when we get into it, you should definitely share some comments with us.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say right at the beginning of the video, V is already serving major looks. I don't think that he ever turns it off throughout the whole video. I don't think he ever turns that off in his whole life, because I think that's just who he is. But right from the beginning, he is just trying to seduce you through the camera and trying to...
Yeah, the first 10 seconds, it's like, he's going so hard. It's just insane. He's just like, it's like at the very beginning where they're kind of just doing like freestyle or whatever. Oh my gosh. And at the very, like, once he's done doing his freestyle before he like moves over to the other side of J-Hope, he puts his hand through his hair and he just looks right at you, and his brows, man, his eyebrows are so well groomed and thick, and his eyes are so big, and he just looks right at you and you're like,
it's honestly, it's like not, it's not fair. Okay. It's very hard to deal with.
Yes. So if you look at this video before it even starts, just look at the frickin' thumbnail. The thumbnail alone will tell you just how crazy sexy he is. So he's got this gold linked necklace choker thing on. It like accents his neck. So his neck looks so thick. It's so thick. His skin is just radiant and glowing, and he's like sweating throughout the before. I'm sorry, but I totally.
Wait. Did you say that his neck is thick?
His neck is thick.
With the chain, you can see the definition.
No, that choker. That choker is one of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
Does he wear earrings also?
Yeah, oh my God. I mentioned this later on. Like, I was going to mention it down the road. He's got these earrings in, and he's kind of got, like, hoops, I think. They're, like, I think it's, I don't, he wears dangly earrings a lot, too. But I think this one, he's got kind of a hoop going on. I just never knew how many kinks I had. Like, I have a kink for guys with hooped earrings now. I have a kink for armpit hair. I have a kink for so many things because of BTS. They've just, like, unleashed all these kinks I never knew I had.
I like it. I really enjoy a hoop earring also. I really like it on V. In this video, it looks real nice.
But yeah, his neck is thick. Skin is glowing. His Adam's
and
apple
also,
and everything.
Also, he's wearing a headband, which...
The headband.
Oh my God. Okay,
Tay,
who was that?
Just wear headbands for the rest of your life. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Who put up that video, that really funny mic drop... Fangirl video. Oh my gosh, we'll link it in the description.
Yeah, in the description we'll put
this. This girl is so hilarious. She knows. She learned all the words to this song and to mic drop remix, and she watches the music video, reacts to it, and is like singing it and like saying these little comments the whole time. And every time they show, or once she showed V, and she was like, big hit, please put V in a headband forever. Like,
yes.
So relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
The first time, so during the V Focus video, the first time where he gets like front and center, he sings that, did you see my bag? Did you see my bag? That part. The very first time he sings it, I had to pause it because I just need to appreciate, I need to appreciate V's voice. It's so sultry. It's so raspy. It's so soulful and unique. I just can't believe how talented all of them are. He's not only showing, like, he's just giving major looks. He's, like, the king of facial expressions.
Yes.
He's
oh, my God.
He's the king
he
of
totally
facial
is.
Expressions.
Yes.
Like, throughout this whole video, he's, like, clenching his teeth. He just, like, bites down and he shows his teeth. And he's, like, oh my gosh, just like growling at you. Basically, I don't know why I'm into growls, whatever. But he's showing his teeth and another he bites kink. Down and it's just like the sexiest thing. But not only is he showing major looks, he's doing incredible dancing. He really has stepped up his dancing. His dance game totally is great.
It's so good.
Yeah. But and then his singing is amazing while all of this is going on. It's too much to focus on.
Yeah. So right after the "Did you see my bag" part, it says "hella thick." Right when he says "hella thick," he looks, I wrote down that he looks so aggressive, but in like a really hot way, like I think in the growling way that you're talking about. Like he bares his teeth and he just like looks like he's gonna, like he's coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's too much for me to handle.
He's so aggressive.
Also, at this part of my notes, I have a note that says, "I just noticed his earring." At this point, when I was watching the video, after the "hella thick" part, I just noticed that earring we talked about earlier.
Yes, 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 yes. The "hella thick" part, when he says "hella thick," I really just want to put that on a loop. Just him singing "hella thick." Put it on a loop and set it as my ringtone.
Yeah, yeah. Do it. Make one.
So the first, okay, I have to mention this. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite parts of the whole video. And maybe you caught this part too, but right when the first dance break happens, V puts on the sexiest freaking stank face. He's got this stank face and he's bobbing his head side to side. Like they're all bobbing their head because that's the choreography.
Hold on. I literally wrote down OMG stank face before stank dance brace.
He's got such a stank face. It's so hilarious because like you know, when I watch Jimin's focus and I watch Jungkook's focus, like, they're, like, you know, bobbing their head. They're doing the choreography. But V has got this stank face. He's just yeah. I'm like...
Like, he knows that he's so cool. Like, he's feeling himself. Yeah, he's feeling himself. He's killing it. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Yeah. Let's talk about that first dance break. What do you got to say about it? Tell me.
The first dance break?
Yeah.
Well, that stank face, first off. Mm-hmm. I just have to mention that the choreography is just jaw-dropping. The choreography is phenomenal. I know that their choreographer, his name's like Mr. Sun. I don't know if he did the choreography for this particular dance, but I feel like he did, probably, because he does like all of theirs. I know a couple other choreographers come in and do stuff. Kudos to the choreographers and for these boys working so hard to do this dance break, because holy crap. V, like, he's good in the first dance break, but he's really, really good in the second and third. So I don't have as much for the first dance break. I also said that, like, he slides his jacket off. You know, they all kind of slide their jacket off. Ugh,
I just noticed is that when the first dance break hit, I was like, oh, he's going all in. Like, you can, you know, the beginning of the song, it's just like the beginning, you're used to seeing it, but when a dance break happens and you can see how much effort he's putting into it, that's where, like, I was like, okay, he's not playing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the next thing I started talking about is the second dance break, is what I have written next.
Me too.
So for the second dance break, in this particular focus video, right when the second break, like, dance break starts, it's hard not to notice J-Hope. Like, J-Hope is right in front of him, and J-Hope is doing a phenomenal job. He's, like, front and center during, like, the beginning of the second dance break, so it's hard not to see him. But what I have to say about this is V in the second dance break, he gets his own, like, little time to shine. Like, he is kind of front and center, and all the members are kind of, like, crouched down next to him. He does that move where he wipes his forehead, like his whole arm goes across his forehead, and he's doing body rolls. I just have this, like, feeling, like this gut feeling that V's favorite choreography, like, particular dance move for this whole song is wiping his forehead. Because, like, in Mic Drop, they do that a little bit. Every time V does that, like, dance move, he's just feeling himself so much.
Like, he's so into it.
Oh, yeah.
I love you telling me about this video, because, of course, I've seen it, but I love the way that you talk about V.
Oh, my God. Okay. I know. I totally have to mention this one next. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So the second dance break, like, I love how he does that, like, that dance move where he moves his arm across his face. But my second favorite part of, it might actually be my favorite part of the second dance break. It's at the very end. V gets this big ass grin on his face. Like, he just gets this huge grin on his face.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes. He's got this big ass grin on his flawless face. He pushes his hair back. He looks out into the audience and he, like, fixes his jacket, and then the lighting goes right on his face, and he's, like, obviously, like, sweaty, but it just looks like his face is just glistening. God, I can't.
It's just too perfect.
Yes. Anyways.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that part. Honestly, he does, like, about the second dance break, I just talked about that he was doing that teeth clenching thing again that you talked about, where he, like, bares all of his teeth and he has his, like, square smile type thing that they call it. And it's just so, it's, like, cute and hot and, like, then, yes, also when you talked about that smile where he flashes that huge grin. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like that little bit of downtime, like right after the second dance break. It's like a little bit of downtime. He's just got this huge grin on his face because you can tell he's just having a blast. Like, he's having a blast and he's really enjoying himself and he's so into the performance. And he just, like, looks out into the audience, fixes his jacket, and is just, like, in pure, like, he looks, like, so blissful.
Yeah. So next, like, the next part of the song is when they're, like, in a triangle formation, and Jin is in the front, and he's singing his beautiful part and doing his arm crossing, and then they all kind of go down, and V pops up, right, to sing his part. And, oh my god, he looks like a model. Like, he looks like he could be in, like, a high fashion magazine. He's just, like, his aesthetics in this video
blow me away.
Like, he pops up, the lighting that's on him, like, his outfit, the way that his hair is, the way his makeup is, he just looks incredible. Like, a model. Like, truly, honestly, one of the most beautiful, handsome, sexy things I think I've ever seen. In this video specifically, because we've seen Mic Drop before, we've seen that part of the dance before, but this focus video is different. Like, all these elements come together to make it, like, unique and super special.
I could not agree more. And obviously, but the world, I think, agrees. I think it's super neat that he got voted. I don't know how he got voted for the most handsome face of 2017, but he is the most handsome face of 2017.
Hey, we are not complaining or arguing.
No, I agree with that.
he just puts everything into it. And, like, right after this triangle part, so then Jungkook sings his part, and then the triangle kind of breaks apart, and V, like, busts through.
Yeah, right, he pushes Jungkook to the side.
Yeah, like, right when he goes past Jungkook, he flashes this big fucking smile. Like,
oh, he's so, like, cute.
So, like, mischievous, like, pushed, got out of your way, like.
King of facial expressions, man. He's just, he catches your eye with just the way he, like, manipulates his face.
Oh, it's my God.
Amazing. Okay, let's talk about the third dance break because, holy crap.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot happening.
Okay, first thing, Taehyuk. Taehyuk, okay.
But let's just my try to.
My problem with this is I don't want to get too raunchy. Like, I'm afraid to say the things that I want to say because it's so raunchy. But all I'm going to say is that V, during this dance break, V is doing some serious body rolls right behind Jungkook.
I would go further and I would say he's thrusting a lot. He's putting a lot of extra into the pelvic region when he does his body rolls. And he's he's much closer in proximity to Jungkook than any of the other members are, really, to any other members. And they're all pretty close right there.
Uh-huh. And, like, Jungkook's hand is, like, over V's chest. His other hand's over J-Hope's chest, too. But his hand is over V's chest. And V is, like, doing that teeth-clenching thing, thrusting and body rolling right behind Jungkook's ass.
Like, going, okay?
Like,
going
literally
into it.
Someone literally. Get me some new panties. Like, oh my God.
Literally, where, like, where is the fan fiction? Because I feel like, how could you not ship Taekook after seeing that? Like,
I just know.
You know, like, there's, it's just too, it's so, all the members at that point obviously are dancing on purpose in a very sexual manner. But there's something distinctly different in the way that V is dancing towards Jungkook than
it's
any of
so
the members
sexual.
Are doing. Yeah, it's like, I mean, it might just be that he has amazing facial expressions and he just is already going so hard during the video, so he was just, like, into it. But I don't know. I tend to, like, see it as, like, it's, there's more. But that's just my Taekook bias.
There's theory, yeah. There's theories about that MAMA performance that, like, after, it was either after or before that performance, but they, like, went missing for a second. Like, all the BTS members were sitting together, like, in their little spot at the award ceremony. And, like, V and Jungkook were just gone. And then later on, they, like, get pictures together. Mm-hmm. And, like, it looks like they both have hickeys. I'm like,
nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No
yes.
way. No
I'll
way.
I'll send it to you.
I need a fact check.
Like,
this is
like,
real.
People have pictures of, like, all the members
oh
sitting there,
God.
And V and Jungkook are gone.
If this is real, how could you not ship Taekook? No I, way.
I know. I hope
oh
all of
gosh.
Our listeners like V Cook, Taekook. If you,
I mean, if you don't, you probably stop fucking listening by now.
I feel like ships is such a touchy subject for people, because if anyone hates on Taekook, I, like, it breaks me. It breaks my heart.
Bethany, I have something to tell you. I love G Cook.
Are you serious right now? Or are you just fucking with me?
I was just fucking with you.
Oh my God. I was actually about to get really upset, Kayla. Don't do that. That's not funny.
No, I'm a Yoonmin shipper. Why would I like G Cook? I ship G Cook and Taekook. Why would I ship G, like, or no, I ship Yoonmin and Taekook. They're cute as friends.
Okay.
But
all in all, what we have to say about V, to summarize, facial expressions, vocals, dancing, body rolls.
Aesthetics.
Neck, thick neck. On fleek eyebrows.
Headband.
Sexual. He's model.
Model status.
Yes.
I would like to add on, in summation, with your beautiful adjectives.
Thank you.
I think with this performance, he's showing that no one can fucking touch him. He is untouchable. He's flawless. He's amazing. He's perfect. Like,
and he's such a kind person, too.
Oh, my gosh.
How are they, like, real? Can we just, we need to, like, move on. We haven't even gotten to Jimin, and we haven't even got to Jungkook.
Also, here's the thing. This is only episode 4, and we've barely scratched the surface of what we want to talk about these boys. Because I feel like we, besides the RM episode, we've talked a lot of, like, visual stuff, but we really appreciate them for who they are, too.
That's what breaks my heart. That's what breaks my heart about watching these videos, is that I'm so attracted to them, and they peacock so hard.
I know.
That
they do it on purpose.
It's hard not to talk about the visuals. There's so much more to them. Like, their dancing, their hard work, their vocals, like, all of it. Them singing live, the awards they've won, like, all this serious shit, it's all there.
And the way that they are when they eat dinner together, and how they are when they play games
their
together.
Their personalities,
and,
yes, who yeah. they are as people. But then they peacock, and all I can talk about is V's thick neck.
And you know what? That's what it is. It's peacocking, and they're doing it on purpose. So don't come for us for talking about this, because
this is a fangirl, fanboy podcast.
And they're doing it because they want us to talk. They want people to talk about it because that's how they get more popular. So you know what? Can we talk about Jimin?
All right. Jimin focus.
Okay. So he dyed his hair back to silver. So we already know that silver is one of my top hair colors for Jimin. Mm-hmm. And I fucking love it. So for this performance, he has a silver hair back and he looks like a god. He looks so sexy. I'm not going to say what else I wrote about it because I just feel like it's a lot. So I'm just going to skip that part. he causes a lot of emotions in me, like very sexual emotions.
very sexual emotions. Oh my gosh.
Okay, Park Jimin. Park Jimin.
So, oh my,
okay.
For this, you need to collect yourself. Let me just set the scene.
Please.
Collect yourself.
Do. I need to.
Okay. So the person who uploaded this Jimin focus, their name is Park Jimin.
No, that's not the one that I watch.
Oh no, I watched a different one.
Oh
shoot. This is what's crappy about the long distance stuff.
Well, we can shout out both of them.
Okay. I'll give a shout out to Park Jimin for uploading this video. What's funny about this video is it doesn't really start like right away from the beginning of the performance. It kind of starts once Yoongi starts rapping.
Mm-hmm.
But what's great about this video is that it's so extra, just like Jimin is, because whenever Jimin is like front and center, this person took the time to edit in like a black and white filter over
him. I guess
him.
We did watch the same one, but I don't know why you have a different name than mine.
What's your name?
Jam Jam Park. Like
maybe it was Jam Jam Park and I just wrote Park Jimin because yeah. I'm stupid.
Well, I want to talk. You're not stupid. I want to talk about, before we get into the video, I just want to talk about the creator of this. I've kind of collected myself a little bit.
Okay.
Jam Jam Park, the creator on YouTube. This, we talked about this earlier, how much we appreciate these focus videos because the videography and the editing is so amazing. Mm-hmm. Truly, like, this video is, like, 4K quality video, so it's stunning. It's so nice to watch. And I looked at, like, the description box on YouTube. So on YouTube, it's Jam Jam Park, and it's 17-12-01 Mama Might Drop Remix, BTS Jimin Focus Edit. In the description box, it says, BTS Jimin Fam Site, Jam Jam. So, and then it had like a little link underneath it, jamjam.kr. So I went to it and it's literally a website. And all it has on it is high quality, the highest quality, beautiful Jimin pictures from like performances, like stunning. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that they have a Twitter and I scrolled through all of their media on Twitter and I literally cried. I haven't cried over BTS in a while, but I was looking at these beautiful pictures of Jimin and like, anyway, so I just have to give this user, this account, whoever this is, a shout out for making beautiful, amazing content. Like, seriously.
Yeah. There's some really dedicated fans who can go out and provide us with these great fan cams. Yeah. And I'm forever grateful because I'm over here in Missouri, thousands of miles away. Thousands? This is why I shouldn't talk.
Millions of miles away.
Why am I on a podcast?
It might as well be millions of miles away because honestly, like our main like news source and attachment to BTS in the beginning was just YouTube. That's how we learned everything that we know about BTS. Now that we have an Instagram and we follow like some Twitter, like some ARMY stans on Twitter, like we see current news, but there's a lot from before we were fans that like we don't really know, you know, and like we're still exploring and finding out, which is what makes that fun about like this podcast, about doing that. So okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I want to say, so for this one, I went down to the comments and these comments killed me. So a person named Daya Sarah, she commented and she complained about not being able to see Jimin's body rolls in this video. At the end of the video, she's like, it's so crappy because you can't see Jimin's body rolls at the end. This other person.
Isn't he like in the back?
Yeah, he's like in the back. In the comments, a lot of people kind of seemed upset about it, that you can't really see Jimin that well at the end. But anyways, this girl complains about not being able to see Jimin's body rolls. And then this other person commented back, I think it's to prevent heart attacks. Like, I thought it was so
oh
great, because
gosh.
It's true. But I thought that just really, like, summed up Jimin in this video. Heart attacks. I wonder if anyone's actually gotten seriously injured by watching BTS perform.
I hope not. I really hope not. Please, if you feel like tense in your chest and like weird in your left arm when consuming BTS content, please call 911. Yes,
listeners.
If you're gonna stroke out while consuming
fast
BTS content, please stop immediately and call 911. You cannot act fast enough when it's a stroke.
Yes.
Oh my! I'm scrolling through these comments now, and it's like, I really want to die. They can't put Jimin in the back. Jimin is the sexiest member in BTS. And then, go Jimin, snatch all our wigs. We don't care.
Yes, I'm telling you, ARMY are just, they're just the wittiest people.
I'm trying to be part of the community, you know, like, I don't know if I've, like, earned the ability to, like, be part of this community, but, like, earned recognition enough or earned, like, the space that I know enough or whatever, or I obsess enough or whatever to be part of it. But these people that are, like, stands that have been standing them since the beginning are fucking, they're so creative and so hilarious and so relatable, because so many of these like comments that I see on YouTube under their videos or like and like replies on Twitter, I'm like, that's me, that's how
yes,
I feel.
Yes, they know exactly how we feel.
I love it. Okay, so let's talk about this video. So it's by Jam Jam Park. At the beginning, all I can notice is that he has a silver hair back and he looks so sexy. And then right at the beginning, he like has this little part. So on this video, it doesn't show it from the beginning of the performance. I think for maybe copyright issues or something, it starts like at Suga's rapping part, but it's still so stunningly beautiful. Like it's totally worth it to cut out like that first beginning part. But I wrote down right at the beginning with Suga, holy shit, because he's going so hard. He tips his chin down and glares at you and, like, looks forward, like, under, like, his brow at you. Oh, my God. And, like, he's already kind of sweaty, so his hair is, like, stringy and, like, in his face a little bit. Like, his bangs are hanging down.
Yeah, it almost looks like he has little, like, dreadlocks. Or, like, you know how J-Hope has that braid in his hair?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like Jimin. He's, like, his hair is so sweaty that it just looks like he's got those little braids, just, like, a ton of them on his head.
Maybe they, like, gelled it. But it looks so good.
Yeah, no, it looks really good.
Man, maybe I need to call 911. I could have a heart attack right now. Gonna stroke
so what
out.
What I wrote is, again, the first 10 seconds of this video.
Intense.
I had to pause it, of course. Jimin is such a talented dancer. Like, every move, every piece of choreography, you can tell that he just perfects it head to toe.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he works so hard. And when he dances, he is dancing so intensely, so aggressively. And every move he makes is so exaggerated. And you just can't look away. And
no,
it's exaggerated
can't.
In a good way. Like, every single move, like, no offense to V, like, V's a really great dancer too. But Jimin, when he dances, every little, like, inch of his body, every inch
details.
Of his body is, yeah. It's just so exaggerated.
He's just, I think he's just more refined of a dancer just because of, like, his training and his own personal dance style. So, yeah, I would definitely, I mean, that's something that I noticed in this video, too. Like, he is just, every single dance move is so, like, meticulously groomed and, like, perfected. So he is, I mean, he's flawless from the beginning. I actually wrote flawless baby in all caps.
Flawless baby. But when, he is not a baby in this video.
Oh, my God. He's my baby, though. That's what I mean.
He's so not a baby in this video. I cannot call him a baby while
he's
watching.
He's a man. He has a thick neck also. He doesn't have a chain on, but goddamn, he looks good.
He's in all black, too. Like, V and Jungkook have white shirts on, but Jimin is just straight black, man.
He's in all black, and, like, he's wearing, like, a suit jacket and then, like, a black button-down. But the buttons are buttoned a little bit down his chest, so sometimes you get, like, collarbone flashes a little bit, and it's a good look. He looks, I mean, flawless. I tend to wonder if he's even human when I watch this video, because how can your dancing be that flawless? How can you look that flawless? How can your singing be that perfect? Like, how can you do all of this at one time and, like, not even look like you're getting tired or, like, not even mess up a little bit? Not human.
I totally understand. Also, in this performance, I hate that this is what I noticed, but Jimin's thighs.
Oh, my God.
Jimin's thighs are so thick.
They're a problem for me in this video, too, because he looks good all the time, to be honest. So, during the Somebody Stop Me part, where they're doing, like, that circle arms and, like, head flip, Jimin neck flip, like Jimin when he
Jimin's
does
gonna
that,
break his neck.
I mean, maybe, but it will be for art.
It'll be for art.
It will be for art.
He like, I wonder if he has neck problems.
Oh my God!
Why
I
does
hope
he
not.
Have to do it so forcefully?
But it's so beautiful. I hope
oh
that
my
he
God,
doesn't.
Yeah,
Jimin, please get a neck brace.
No,
like don't.
I don't want him to hurt himself. But he does it in, like, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He does it all the time.
But, in Blood, Sweat, and Tears, it's not like he's flipping it from left to right. He's, like, leaning back. And he just flips it. He, like, lets his head go backwards. Which I feel like is, like, a normal thing. People do that. Like, you can do that without, like...
People do that.
I mean, like, you
daily,
can do it.
Obviously.
I mean, like, you can do it without straining yourself. You know, like... I don't know. Anyways.
So one of the things I wrote about him.
Yeah.
I did mention the neck thing because how could you not? He's just, it's like almost a signature move that he does now.
The neck thing and a shoulder exposure.
Yeah. Whenever Jimin is doing his solo part and V and J-Hope are behind him, he sings like, boy, your time's up, like that part. Mm-hmm. He like forcefully like... flips his hair like out of his face and he like looks up at you and it's so aggressive, like, and the thing about it is like the fireworks like come up at the same time when he does it and you're like, holy crap,
it's a lot to take in at one time. Oh yeah, it's too much for me sometimes. Shortly after that part, it switches to, like, a black and white video segment. Is that the dance break?
Yeah, that's the first dance break.
Yeah. So, the person who edited this video, I don't know if the same person shot it and edited it. It's just uploaded to this one account. Whoever did the edit, when they decided that Jimin was being, like, particularly sexy or like amazing or something, they put it in black and white.
Yeah, and they put a black and white filter over it.
It looks great. It's really cool. It's super creative and I like how they use it to make it like stand out. That part of the video is just honestly like iconic. Like so amazing to me. Oh my gosh. He like it's his part when he's at the front, when he's like, somebody stop me. You know, like, he's in the front, and he looks at you. Like, he looks straight out into the crowd while he's doing this crazy dance move, and he's like, he's glaring through his hair. It's,
yeah,
it's too much.
No,
it's too much.
I get it. The first dance break, my favorite thing that Jimin does is they all do that dance move where, like, their hands are up by their chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, slide their hands down to, like, their, like, upper thigh, hip region.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, Jimin, thank you for that.
Oh, and then after the dance break, when RM is rapping his part and he has, like, other members are kind of dancing backup for him. So Suga and Jimin are on the same side. And this is, like, a total Yoonmin moment. They're so cute when they dance next to each other. When RM says, like, the yam on the mountain part, they're, like, Jimin literally turns to face each other and Suga, like, turns his head to, like, look at Jimin. When, like, they don't necessarily, like, they're not really supposed to be looking at each other at that time. Like, Jimin turned kind of away from the crowd to just, like, look at Suga.
Look back. Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
It's probably nothing, but I'm saying that it's Yoonmin, so.
Yoonmin. I wrote Yoonmin during that part. So this, when RM is rapping, when it's RM's verse, I love Jimin during this part because he actually stops being so aggressive. He's being a little bit more calm, but he's...
Mm.
But he's not being calm, let's be real. But I think it's the part where RM raps, like, how many hours do we fly? You know that part?
Mm-hmm.
Jimin, his dancing, like, calms down, and he's just smoothly rolling his body. And, like, you can just see how much muscle control he has.
Mm-hmm.
As he's, like, kind of walking to the side, but he's slowly roll, like, doing body rolls. Like, shit, man. And he, like, crosses his leg over. It's one of my favorite parts for him.
Yes. I also, when he says, come and follow me with your signs up, I'm like, yes, I will follow you anywhere.
I'll follow you with my signs up. I don't know what my signs say, but I'll have them up.
I don't know. I probably, you know, knowing me, I probably won't make a sign, but I'll still follow you. I'll go. Where are you going? Can I come?
Kayla, when we go see them at a concert, I want a light up sign.
Oh my God, we're going to be... so obnoxious.
I want to be up front. I want V to look at me. No.
Oh.
I don't know. I want him to notice me, but I don't.
I want to see his armpit hair up close.
Okay, I have to mention this. This is totally off topic, but I was at a wedding, like, last weekend, and I was just making small talk with people, and I was like, yeah, I started a podcast about this group called BTS, and they're like, oh, okay. And they're just asking me questions about it. And she's like, so why'd you make a podcast about them? Like, did you, like, meet them or something? I was like, bitch, no. But, oh, my God, if I ever met, like, she, like, has no idea how big they are. Like, yeah. Like, oh, so you made this because you met them, right? Like, no, bitch.
She has no concept. Oh, my God.
You have no idea.
Oh, my God. So, also... in the part where they say too many that I can't even count them, it's, like, towards the end. It's before the third dance break. Yeah. Anyways, he's, like, he does, all of them do this cross body arm movement where they'll, like, move their left arm across towards the right side of their body and then, like, slide it, swipe it back over to the left side. And they keep doing this with both arms, like, left arm, right arm. And just the way that he's kind of leaned back and his knees are bent, he's, like, doing it right over his crotch. Like, it's total peacocking. I'm sure every BTS member is doing it the same way, but this is the Jimin focus video, and I just feel like it's 100% peacocking again, because it's like he's just presenting it to me and everyone else watching. He's like, here it is, come get it. So that's a lot. He just catches the lighting so well at that point, and it truly, I can appreciate Jin's vocals at that moment, and yes, Jin looks beautiful, but he doesn't know what Jimin is doing behind him. Like,
well, also, Jimin's your bias, so it's hard for you not to notice Jimin.
You know, that's true, but I also notice RM, and RM looks so fucking cool at that part, because he's the only one wearing sunglasses in the video, and he just looks awesome. And yeah, he's so cool. So then also, no, during the third dance break, you don't get to see his body rolls because he's like in the back. I don't really think that you're really supposed to. But like, because even in the big hit video, you don't really see him very much at that part. But he does do the iconic Jimin flip into like the front of the stage at one point.
Yeah, he does that iconic flip.
Yeah, to kind of like end that dance break a little bit. So that's really cool to see.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we talk about Cookie?
Yeah, let's talk about JK.
Jungkook.
Yeah, so the video, out of the three of them, this is the one that has the most views. It has 1.3 million views, and it's a fan cam.
Oh, my.
Jungkook in this. I honestly, out of the three fan cam videos, the Jungkook one, even though I love V, and oh, my gosh, I had, like, 3-plus pages on just V's fan cam, Jungkook's is my favorite. The videography is really good again. It was posted by Headliner. Is that who you had, Headliner?
Oh, my God. Headliner is so amazing. Huge shout out to Headliner because Headliner has a ton of amazingly high quality, like, Jungkook-focused videos. So many. Oh, my gosh.
So this one,
that's the one that I watched.
Yeah, so this one, I went down to the comments. I will tell you, V's focus and Jimin's focus had like thirsty comments, but every single comment written down below this video is like some of the thirstiest shit I've ever read. Like, but it's hard not to because Jungkook in this video is unbelievable. In this performance, he goes so hard. But one of my favorite comments was by Baby No Chew Jams, and they commented, "No matter how many times I resurrect, he keeps killing." It's one of my favorite things.
No matter how many times,
but the best part of it is like, she's like, no matter how many times I resurrect, he keeps killing. And then she puts like a smiley face at the end. Like, she's happy about it.
I see this comment right now that says, it's from Glitter JK. And, oh, it's so sweet. "My baby, happy 1 million. So proud of you. Always giving you 100%. I value you, respect you, admire you as an artist and performance. Thank you, Jungkook. Always stay healthy, please." And it's like, yes.
That's so
like,
sweet.
I love seeing that.
We care about them so much. I love seeing people like talk and comment about like just how proud we are of them and how we just want them to be happy.
Yes.
You know?
I sit there, like I sit and think, I'm like, I hope that Jimin is happy right now. I hope that, like,
I hope they're all happy.
I hope that J-Hope is happy right now. Like, yeah. Aw, okay.
This other comment, her name's Gian Pony Cookie Star. And she said, she's like, "Please come to my grave and put on House of Cards." I was like, yes. Can I have House of Cards V focus just played in the background at my funeral? Thank you.
We'll project it onto your casket.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Oh, so I'm reading this comment right now that says, "Stop it, Jungkook." Like how it's spelled like,
stop it.
Yeah, it's spelled like how they spell it in that Jin video.
Yeah,
where they,
when
like,
Jin
edit.
Says, "Hey, stop it.
Stop it." It says, "Stop it, Jungkook, stop it. I can't breathe. Stop, stop, stop." Oh my gosh. So true.
Okay, let's talk about this video. Again, I hate that when I watch this video, I'm just like thinking such raunchy things.
Oh my God. He's so sexy in this video. Honestly, in this video, he is a man, okay? Like, a man.
Yes. He's like he is the definition of dark and mysterious.
Oh my gosh.
To me, I feel like he is the definition of dark and mysterious.
Yes.
He is super handsome, very handsome. But like something about his eyes, they're like freaking daggers, man. His eyes can kill. Whenever he like looks up into the audience or looks up at the camera, because he'll like be dancing and he's so focused and he's so hyped and he's singing beautifully. But when he like, he's looking down a good amount of the time, but then when he looks up, he's staring into your soul. His eyes are just like daggers, man.
You know, even when he's looking down, he's like into it. Like, his facial expression is like, I'm killing this right now. Like, he's going so hard. Like, he still is like, oh, my gosh.
He's so hyped. He's so hyped throughout this whole video. And he's just, he's so passionate about their music. He's passionate about their dancing. And he's passionate about this particular performance. You can tell this particular performance means a lot to him. Like, he's not just, like, he's going so hard. And I think it's because of this, like, you know, they're basically trying to leave everything they have on the stage because they want that. They want that trophy. They won Artist of the Year, and they worked so hard for it leading up to the award, but they also just worked so hard on stage for that award.
He's there to prove it, you know, like, he means business. Like,
yes,
he, even going into, like, his refining movements with dancing, like, when he's dancing the part, the Did You See My Bag part, where they're doing the arm movements, he even, you can tell he's, like, moving his shoulders also in a very specific way. Like, they all kind of lift their shoulders, but the way that Jungkook does it is just so, like, refined. Like, he is doing, he's doing the most, like, in the best way, you know? Yeah. Like, it's...
And, like, all the members are so unbelievably talented, but Jungkook, like, his singing alone is impeccable. But on top of that, he's got visuals. His dancing is just, oh, my God. His dancing is crazy good.
He's just, like, I can't help but think sometimes that, like, this was, like, his true destiny was to, like, be... in
he's
BTS.
A performer.
Like, he's a, yeah, he's a natural born performer. He's so talented.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, think of the talent that he had to have so young to be able to join an entertainment company, and, like, the amount of, like, drive that an individual has to have to be able to, like, get into an entertainment company and eventually become part of a group and then a, like, a K-pop idol. Like, the amount of work he had to do to get here, and he's so young, like, he worked his ass off. And I think it's just a testament to, like, how amazing and talented he is. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. And we really see it in this video.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh. Like, he's just a performer. Like, in my opinion, he is by far one of the world's best performers of, like, all time, in my opinion. He is not only a singer, a dancer, he is a performer. Like, he's meant to do it live, you know? Like, he's meant to sing it live. And when he sings in this, it's so crazy good. His voice is so unique. Like, when he sings at the very beginning, the first, like, what you think about that? What do you think about that? His voice is so unique, and it's so in tune. He's just, like, got perfect pitch. It's just...
it's just... Oh, huge sigh. Like, it's so much. Yeah, he, like... On the part where it says, like... Where he says, somebody stop me, I'm about to pop off. He does this glare. And I want to say that he looks right at the camera. I don't know.
Yeah, like, he found the fan cam.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm remembering that correctly, but it's somehow he must have a supernatural ability to find a fan cam, because I swear that he, like, made eye contact with this camera right when he does this, and he glares, like, okay, maybe they just told all of them to fucking glare at you and look into your soul and, like, try to give you a heart attack with their looks, because... all three of them have done this. I'm sure they all did it. Like,
they all have sex eyes.
Oh my gosh, they do. Why do you have to have bedroom eyes? You're on stage. Yeah. You're on stage.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the first dance break. Particularly, like, okay, so he's amazing in all three dance breaks. But the first dance break, what's so great about this is that he kicks off the beginning of the dance break stuff. Like, the very first dance break, he's the one who comes out, the music kind of changes, and this, I think, is the first time we see the mic drop dance break performance. So yeah. I can't even imagine what the audience was like when Jungkook just breaks through and starts coming and dancing real hard. Like, what was everyone thinking at that moment? They were probably like, holy shit, what's happening? What's happening?
No idea.
So, yeah, and I thought that was just brilliant to have Jungkook start it. I mean, he comes out and he's so hype and he's dancing so hard. I literally, at this point, I paused it and Corey was in the room and I was so stressed out that Corey came over and he had to like rub my back and encourage me that I could finish through the video.
Oh my God.
He was literally like rubbing my back like, baby, you can do it. You can make it through.
You're like, I can't even watch.
Yeah, it was the first dance break and just seeing him, you know, break through and just go so hard right at the beginning. I was like, pause, can't finish this. Such a great focus video.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, yes. Also, during that first dance break, like right before the end of it, there's this lighting on Jungkook that is extra special and it's incredible. So, it's like they have extra dancers on the stage at that time, like backup mm-hmm. dancers. And so he's like surrounded by backup dancers. And the lighting is all red around him, and all of a sudden from, like, the stage, not from above, but from, like, kind of in front and lower, it mm-hmm. beams, like, a white light. Not white, but, you know, like, a bright light, not a red light, a regular light onto him. So uh-huh. it lights him up. Oh, my God. It's, like, the aesthetics in this video, like, the background LED and, like, the lighting that they chose, along with, like, their outfits and everything. So amazing. So, like, this mm-hmm. part for Jungkook specifically is just, like, I feel like an iconic kind of moment because
he looks
amazing. And he's doing, mm-hmm. like, he's finishing up the dance break. So, like, they're dancing, like, this pretty cute, like, hot dance at the moment. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
take notice of that part if you have not seen this video.
It's, like, his jawline.
Yes.
His jawline, it's so sharp and vivid and prevalent.
It's so much. Oh, my God.
It's such a sharp jawline. Like, damn. I don't know. Is that natural? Like, how can your jawline be that, like, prominent?
I don't know. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just going to accept it for what it is. And it's beautiful. So right after the dance break, this is one of my favorite parts of the video. He runs off the stage, like he exits left. And mm-hmm. he is, instead of resting on the side of stage, it's dark. There's no lighting. Like, mm-hmm. it's amazing that this fan cam can even pick this up. Like, I don't know how they can do it. But it's dark. Like, they're not really meant to be seen in this part of the performance. And Jungkook continues to dance. And he's, like, hyping up. He's, like, moving his arms around. He's still into it. He's, like, singing along. Like, this boy does not rest. He works so hard. He's just like, nope, I'm going to stay in it. I'm going to stay hyped. Like,
he's so hyped. He's so into the performance and, like, his adrenaline. You can see that his adrenaline just must be pumping through his veins. And he is just going. Like, he's supposed to be resting. And he runs off with V. And I bet you, like, V is probably, like, huffing and puffing in the corner. And Jungkook is just going. Like, he's still going. And I love, like, they're off stage when RM is doing his part. And RM, he does that, like, kind of part. I don't know. I hate that. I'm sorry to all of our listeners for my singing, but I have no, like, that's my way of, like, identifying what part I'm talking about. But RM does his, like, ow. Jungkook, like, does the ow with him and he, like, leans back. It's so cute. It's so cute. And then he runs on the stage. He runs back on stage and he's doing the, did you see my bag? Did you see my bag? You know? And when he's doing that, the best part is that when V, it's part of the choreography, and I know this, but V, like, comes on the stage to, like, join him, but he looks right at him. Like, he's, like, looking and watching V come and join him, and just him looking at V just melts my heart.
Your Taehyuk heart.
My Taehyuk heart.
Well, he's not on stage very long because then he runs off the other side of the stage, and I wrote down that when he runs back off stage to stage right, if you're looking at the stage, He looks like a cute little bunny when he runs off.
Yeah, he's so like, cute.
He is so, like, he just kind of, like, flounces off. Like, he's just so light and it's easy, like, no problem. And then he fucking just runs back in. Like, he changes speed so quick, you know? Maybe that's why he stays hype. But probably also the adrenaline thing.
He just doesn't stop. He's, doing little tiny... Yeah, he doesn't stop. Now we're about to hit the biggest part of the whole video and the whole performance. All of you Jungkook stans, go ahead and just dig your grave now, because at 4:24, shit gets real.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jungkook, this is probably... You're talking about, like, new iconic moments for BTS. Uh-huh. This has got to be an iconic moment for Jungkook, because he is front and center. He spreads his arms out, and he's, like, covering J-Hope and V's chest.
Yep.
And he just starts body rolling. I mean, like, hard body rolls. Goodbye, dead.
Really, I mean, he's really into it. We talked about V being really into it, and I still think that V was, like, at least facially the most into it, but Jungkook is, like, owning it. Like, he has his arms out, right? But he's rolling his shoulders back when he does it, too. So, like, his body roll isn't just, like, chest down. Like, his shoulders are into it. His neck's into it. Like, literally his whole body is doing this body roll.
And he's, like, staring you down. Like, he's got, like, a sex face on. He's got a sex face on. Like, I can only imagine that is what he looks like when he's having sex. It's literally... Probably. It's like, it only makes sense.
So we talked about that, but I also wanted to say, before the body roll part, he does, first of all, he's in the front to say, "Stop me, I'm about to pop off." Mm-hmm. And there's a clip for his focus video, because he's in the front middle. You can see the whole Maknae line. You can see Jimin and V behind him. So it's so cute. So I wanted to mention that, because we're talking about all the Maknaes today. So it's cute when we get to see them together, like, close in a dance line. Yeah. Also, right before the body rolls, like, when they're in that triangle formation, he puts his finger, like, up to his lip. And, like, raises his eyebrow. You know how they always, like, touch their lip a little bit or whatever? So he raises his eyebrow and then he, like, points. Like, I was like, oh, my God, Jungkook, do not do that to me. Uh-huh. Because, like,
Daddy.
Handsome daddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah,
all three of them. All three of them, daddy. These focus videos... Like I said, we were wanting to do our favorite fan cams, and we made a rule. We're like, our favorite fan cam cannot be the Mama Mic Drop remix performance. It just can't, because they're like superior to all.
Yeah. And honestly, my favorite Jimin fan cam I already kind of talked about. I don't know, which I'm glad that you understand that now too.
I didn't get to talk about my favorite V fan cam, though.
I know. Maybe we'll talk about it eventually. Also, maybe we should talk about J-Hope next. Our hope.
Our angel. We have so much to talk about. So, all of our listeners, you guys should seriously email us, DM us on Twitter, Instagram. We really, like, we want topics. Like, we want to make sure that we are talking about things that you guys want to hear about. Like, we're pretty fangirly, not going to lie. Yeah. And we're really attracted to the members, so we...
But in addition to that, I think we're also kind of doing this podcast. Like, our reasons are, we want to be able to hang out and talk and have our time together, our friend time. We want to be able to still obsess about BTS together. So this is a project that helps us schedule in time to do that, to make sure that we don't, you know, lose... our time that we get together. But also, we want to learn more about BTS too. So if you have topic suggestions, that maybe it's something that you've wanted to learn about them, we are down to do the research and to find it out. It's not going to be perfect because we don't know how or where to find a lot of information because we are new armies, but...
Yeah, we're so new to it.
We'll do it.
I want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who has done a review or rated our podcast.
We're just so appreciative of everyone who's taking the time to listen, taking the time to rate and review. And, you know, we just want to... This is kind of like our passion project and our hobby. And if we just hope that maybe some people will enjoy it. Because if you do, you know, that's...
We're not looking for, like, a crazy amount of, like, listeners or anything. We just want to, like, be able to reach a couple people. Like, if we can just reach a couple people who enjoy and... you know, are able to satisfy their BTS obsession with other BTS people.
Yeah.
Like, ARMY, let's join together and just...
So you can email us at stanningbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, DM us on Twitter at stanningbtspod. Follow our Instagram account that we had before this podcast, Suga Vree Cookie Jams.
All of that will be listed in the description of this episode.
Yes. So please, if you enjoyed this episode, come back the next time we post and listen to us again. Also, if you enjoyed it, please give us a 5-star rating and write a review. It doesn't matter what review you say. You could tell us that you like ice cream. You could tell us what your kink is. Do you like armpit hair also? It doesn't matter. But it just helps us go up on iTunes a little bit and possibly maybe get a sponsor or, you know, something like that. So,
or just help us, like, reach out to other armies.
Yeah. We want to be able to bring the best quality to you. So if we had... that, then we could bring better quality episodes to you. So anyways,
thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.